And the weather situation is much worse across the country. 38 deaths are being blamed on this heat wave, and it's expected to continue for at least another 3 days. Stay cool however you can, and make sure you're drinking lots of water.
Over the past few years, there have been more frequent extreme weather occurrences, such as heat waves, droughts, heavy rainfall, rising sea levels, and permafrost. Not only that, the ice caps in the Arctic have been melting away quickly. This causes tsunamis and floods. Due to this, it ruins the habitats of many animals, including polar bears and penguins. According to the National Geographic, the population of polar bears have decreased by 40% by the start of the new millennium. Secondly, if we do not start worrying about this situation now, it will eventually affect us as well. 300,000 deaths each year are caused by global warming. Many political leaders deny there is any such thing as global warming. Republican leader Donald Trump has stated multiple times that global warming does not exist. Ted Cruz is also a denier of global warming and criticizes people who mention it. Overall, I believe that this problem must be solved immediately.
News Radio.
Many people in Africa are extremely poor, so to make money, they mostly kill lions, rhinos, and elephants for their skin and tusks. In my opinion, I feel that this is wrong and is very cruel to the animal. I think killing endangered animals should be considered a crime because not only does it mean that there are less in the world, but it also means that there is a big risk that the species can become extinct and never seen again. An endangered species is usually killed for its body parts and even for its natural remedies that can cure multiple diseases and sicknesses. However, if this keeps continuing, one by one, species will die out and so will we. This problem is also occurring in China, except in a slightly different way. The people of China are knocking down pandas' natural habitats and will soon be bound to die out. I believe that there should be a conservation for pandas and other endangered animals so they don't become extinct.
Teen Social Justice, iRadio.
Around the globe, all sorts of animals, including elephants and rhinos, are being slaughtered for their furs, horns, skin, and tusks. Vietnam is the largest consumer of rhino horn, and China is the world's biggest consumer of elephant ivory. The U.S. is the second largest consumer of elephant ivory. People poach these animals out of greed. The market price per pound for elephant ivory is $1,000, and for rhino horn, it is $45,000. Because of all this greed, the African elephant population went from 10 million in 1900 to 0.47 million in 2007. The black rhinoceros population went from 70,000 in the 1960s to 5,000 in 2013, and last year poachers killed more than 1,200 rhinos in South Africa alone. By killing elephants and rhinos, we are hurting ourselves. Millions of people worldwide visit Africa to see the elephants and rhinos. The tourism economy will go down drastically if all the elephants and rhinos are killed. Most of the people poaching these animals are terrorists. The terrorists turn ivory and rhino horn into cash so that they can buy arms and supplies. They then hurt governments and murder civilians. By protecting the elephants, we take away all the money they earn from them. All of these wild creatures deserve not only to live, but also to live in peace.
And there was another drive-by shooting today downtown. It appears to be gang-related, but there are no suspects yet. The victim was taken away unconscious.
I believe that bullying is a big and huge issue in this world. I believe this because when someone bullies you, your heart will feel really painful. And when your heart feels painful, it's not so good for all of us since we are getting hurt. Another reason is because it does not just affect people's feelings, but also bullying can cause people to get an awful injury by like someone trying to hit you, and that's an issue because we are again getting hurt. Lastly, there can be many different types of bullying, like cyberbullying, which has to do with technology and is also very painful. For example, when someone cyberbullies you, they can do anything to you, like stalk you or even say mean and hurtful words to you.
News Radio.
And in the news, Reverend Susan K. Smith is quoted as saying, "People keep talking about how Donald Trump's base is angry, and truly they are, but it feels like much of their anger is based in racism, and a fear that white domination of others in America is being threatened. Why do I feel that? Because white people...
There are many examples of racism in the past. Many people protest against racism. For example, Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King Jr. and many others didn't take the bus, which caused the drivers to lose money. After the drivers lost a lot of money, the blacks were allowed to sit wherever they wanted to. They didn't let the whites control them, especially where they sat. Racism should stop because it can cause people to commit suicide, and it's disrespectful and rude.